Sid, The Final Frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hey everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode number 16. Commodore 64 remixes and original Sid sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, as usual, spreading the Commodore love from Copenhagen, Denmark. If you're a new listener, welcome to the show, and if you tuned in before, welcome back. Sorry for the hiatus, everyone. I've been extremely busy for the past 4 weeks, which sadly meant no time to entertain you with C64 goodies. On the plus side, hopefully people have managed to catch up on the older episodes by now. On today's show, the usual blend of Sid's remixes and news, an exclusive preview from an upcoming album release, a chance to brush up on your Morse code skills, and it's official, the Takeaway is in the 10% of everything that isn't crud. Cronblom there, Bloggin' Bubble, the carbonated version. Before that, you heard from the Commodore 64 itself, from the year 1985, it was The Last V8, of course done by Rob Hubbard. Hi to everyone tuning in from the Sturgeon's Law podcast over at www.sturgeonslaw.com, where Art Francis Smith, also known as Random, hosts a weekly 15-minute episode about things that aren't crud. And on episode 10 of his show, he featured the C64 Takeaway, which means that now, officially, the C64 Takeaway isn't crud. Anyway, Random did an... as I said, he played the promo for the Takeaway, and before he did that, he added a few comments. He did a little introduction, so we're going to listen to that.
This is just a really cool idea, I have to say. So I'm going to set this one up. It's the C64 Takeaway podcast, and no doubt they'll explain it to you, but I want to tell you about it myself. The C64 Takeaway podcast is a podcast featuring redone music from Commodore 64 games, pretty much. Okay, well, maybe this is a kind of nostalgia that either you're into or you're not, but it's pretty cute. I mean, I enjoy it. Of course, I was a Commodore 64 user for several years myself, and so a number of them are familiar to me. Anyway, even if you don't care a whit about Commodore 64, you're wondering what the old guy is going on about, whatever. Nevertheless, it's kind of some cool electronic music, and it's certainly possible, I think, to enjoy it on just that level. And I'll stop talking about it and let them talk to you about it for a bit themselves.
And Art Random goes into to playing these C64 Takeaway promo. So there you have it, folks. Whether you care about the C64 or not, it's certainly cool electronic music, and possible to enjoy it on just that level. And actually, I couldn't have summed that up nicer. So thanks, Random, for that. And I, of course, completely agree with that. And speaking of cool electronic music, the next act we've got up on today's show is Access Denied. It's a Finnish rock band. And here's their take on Bubble Bobble. We'll be right back. Access denied there. Bubble, bubble. Time for some news. First up, in Brisbane, Australia, if you're near the Myers Centre main bus terminal, there's a Commodore 64 there, still being used for commercial purposes. I'll have the link up in the show notes so you can see for yourself. See some screenshots of a Commodore 64 running. It looks like it's displaying traffic information or something. So that's certainly cool. In other news, since last time we talked, Yahoo have now jumped on the podcast wagon. They now have a podcast directory site over at podcasts.yahoo.com. And if you've got a Yahoo account, feel free to head over there and help spread the gospel by voting and writing up a short review on the C64 takeaway. You can also rate both the podcast as a whole and the individual episodes. And of course, I'll have a link straight to that, to the details page for the takeaway up in the show notes. Next up, and this is really exciting, is Ready Vocally 2. There's a new Visa Rustler CD out. Well, that is to say, it's not out yet. It goes on sale from November 5th, that's next Saturday, at the Copenhagen Retro Concert, and afterwards, of course, on the Visa Rustler website and on c64audio.com. I've seen the track list. It includes, let me just read for you, Delta, Caverns of Kafka, Formula One Simulator, Roland's Rat Race, Bomb Jack, another Caverns of Kafka subtune, Fairlight, Trust, Thanatos, Whisperball, Mule, Commando, Calm, Last Ninja 3, International Karate, Rambo, and Zoids. I've heard a couple of previews from that album, and it's... I think it sounds frigging excellent. So I can't wait till Saturday comes around and go to the Copenhagen Retro Concert and pick up a copy for myself. And speaking of that, the Copenhagen Retro Concert, yep, it's on November 5th. All the tickets have sold out, as I've mentioned before, but if you got a ticket, I am so looking forward to seeing you there. Just walk up to me and say hi and buy me a free beer or anything. I'll be wearing a Remix Cred Org t-shirt, so you can spot me that way. Also, the day before the concert, for people coming in early, there's going to be a Friday meetup. We haven't quite decided where to go yet, but go over to remix64.com to the message board. There's a forum there for the Copenhagen Retro Concert, so you can find the latest information on where to meet up there. Something just struck me today is that the meetup, as I said, on Friday, that's November the 4th, that's also the day that Tubor Julebrug gets released, which is basically, if you're unfamiliar with it, it's Tuborg's special reserve that comes out every Christmas. And that usually means lots of people in town, lots of nicely drunk, or should I say intoxicated, people around. Be forewarned, though, the Tuborg Julebrug has a bit of a kick on it, so... Yeah, I've had my share of hangovers from that. Anyway, also up for news for the retro concert, a bit of sad news. Sadly, Bender Gleish has had to cancel. But the rest of Stuck in the 80s will, of course, be there and doing their thing. So hopefully everything should still be good. Also up, another addition to the lineup is... that legendary C64 composer Jeroen Till will be DJing after the gigs. So that's also something to look forward to. Right. If you were at the Back in Time Light in Manchester, you heard an unplugged version of Press Play on Tape, as Jesper, Martin and Theo were there to give a little little acoustic set. Coming up next is another Press Play on tape track. Sorry, that's even more unplugged. Actually, it doesn't feature any instruments at all. It's from their CD, Run Stop Restore. It's Defender of the Crown.
My lord, the bards have arrived.
Bards, Chancellor?
Yes, my lord. The peevish peasants of Torpidity are here to sing your praise.
Ah, my praise, is it? Excellent, excellent. Please.
Yes?
Commence thy chanting.
Yes, my lord.
Na-na. We shall go forth with lance and the sword, fighting for your honor, my lord.
Very good.
You have to raid, rescue a maid.
Yes.
Bring her home, she's not alone, cause now you have eight.
That I have.
Saxon lord, will you grab your sword and fight on with me?
With me, fight on with me.
With me, jousting began. You slew every man. Drenched in gore, you conquered the land. Crumbling each wall, look how they fall. Catapults will punish the Gaul. Saxon lord, every time you back your sword, the river will flood with Norman blood. Blood, who
the god and corrupt
came out from his wood to build a job, but you could manage alone by yourself, claiming the throne.
Fighting,
you kill them all just as soon.
Doom, good
with just a spoon. Thrust that spoon away, Norman lord. Lay down your sword. Leave now or be haunted for sport. Now there's just one. My lord has won. Throne of England, peace in England, glory begun. My lord, the king, you are the king. Yes, you are.
Excellent. Bravo. That is the best song I've ever heard. Ever. Now, go away.
Now, I promised you an exclusive preview earlier on in the show, and we've got that one coming up. It's, I said it was going to be something from an upcoming album release, so maybe you've guessed it by now, and if you haven't, it's from the new Visa Ruster album called Vocally 2, or rather, it's called Ready Vocally 2. It's the follow-up to their most excellent C64 Vocally album. And as I said in the news section, it goes on sale this Saturday at the Copenhagen Retro Concert. It's Trust, and it's Visa Ruster with Mahoney in the background on piano.
Ooh.
There's a rooster there. And a piano. Remember where you heard it first. And go buy that album when it comes out. And if you can't wait another week for the Ready Vocally 2 album, head over to their website and buy their first album, C64 Vocally, which is also very, very, very good. And if you want more of them, because you never get tired of listening to them, or for the male part of the populace, looking at them. And for the female part of the listenership, looking at Pex and Johannes. You can, of course, buy the DVD for the visual part, the Back in Time Live DVD, which, of course, has the Visa Ruster concert bit segment gig from Back in Time Live in London in 2004. Anyway, I'm rambling. It's almost time to wrap up this comeback edition, or whatever you want to call it, of the C64 Takeaway. Haven't done a show in, as I said, 4 weeks, precisely 4 weeks to the day. So if I was a bit rusty tonight, blame it on that. I'll be back in a week or so, hopefully with the Mackie at my side again. We last did a show together back in, I think, episode 5 or so. But that's, of course, assuming that that we actually aren't hungover from the Friday night meetup before the Copenhagen Retro Concert, which is on Saturday. And again, I will see all you guys there. Right, it's almost time to go now. Before I introduce the last tune, some practical information as always. The show site is over at www.slayradio.org/podcast, where you can, of course, find show notes and links to everything featured on today's show. Email to podcast@slayradio.org, and don't forget to show your appreciation over on podcastalley.com, especially if you're listening to this on November the 1st or later, as the monthly vote count will have reset by then. Also, if you have an account over on podcastpickle.com, you can head over to the Takeaway website, and you can find a little link there to add the C64 Takeaway to your podcast pickle favorite list. Now, unlike podcastalley.com, on Podcast Pickle, you only have to vote once. So once you've added your the C64 Takeaway to your favorite list there, you never have to go back. So do that if you have an account over there. So that will be cool. Anyway, enough of me rambling. This last tune coming up has been quite a hit over on Slay Radio. It's currently queued at remix.cred.org at the number one spot, so it'll probably be out for download by the time you're hearing this. It is, of course, Strun of the Subversive Elements with Rambo's the Rambo Loader, actually. It's Rambo's Blue Monday mix. And despite what you might think when you hear this, it hasn't lifted any samples from the C64, or indeed from New Order's Blue Monday. And incidentally, the snare drum that you can hear in the remix is the sound of a 75mm Canon, sped up a bit. If you know the original SID for the Rambo Loader tune, you'll know that the Morse code heard in voice 1 at the start of the tune spells out the names of the game's creators. And if you didn't know, you know now. This tune also has a bit of Morse code in it, but it doesn't spell out the names of the game's creators. It spells out something else. And if you heard people talk about it over on slayradio.org and mention what it spells out, the Morse code, this isn't the same. This is a slightly alterated version. Here it is. It's Tron from the Subversive Elements. It's Rambo Loader, Rambo's Blue Monday mix on the C64 Takeaway. I will see you guys next time. Take care. Stay subscribed. Bye-bye.